我要看的经文是在《帖撒罗尼迦后书》第三章第一节到第五节。
The passage we'll be looking at today is from 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 1 to 5.
帖撒罗尼迦后书第三章第一节。
2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verse 1.
弟兄们，我还有话说，请你们为我们祷告，好叫主的道理快快行开，得着荣耀。正如在你们中间一样，也叫我们脱离无理之恶人的手，因为人不都是有信心，但主是信实的，要坚固你们，保护你们脱离那恶者。我们靠主深信，你们现在是遵行我们所吩咐的，后来也必要遵行。愿主引导你们的心，叫你们爱神，并学基督的忍耐。
Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly and be glorified, just as it did also with you, and that we will be rescued from perverse and evil men. For not all have faith, but the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord concerning you, that you are doing and will continue to do what we command. May the Lord direct your hearts into the love of God and into the steadfastness of Christ.
在帖撒罗尼迦后书第一章跟第二章，保罗谈到主耶稣的再来啊，和这个不法之人的到来。
And in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and 2, Paul spoke of Jesus' second coming and the existence of the lawless one.
然后根据圣经的记载，当这个不法之人显露的时候
，And according to scripture, when the lawless one is revealed,
然后将会有这个离道反教的事情发生。
There'll be events that departs from the truth.
啊，敌基督还没有被显露，因为那个拦阻的还没有被除去。
And the Antichrist has not been revealed because he who prevents it has not been removed.
啊、但是保罗在帖撒罗尼迦后书第二章第七节上半句说
But Paul says in 2 Thessalonians chapter 7, chapter 2 verse 7 in the first half,
因为那不法的隐喻已经发动
For the mystery of lawlessness is already at work.
换句话说那不法的事情已经开始了
In other words, the lawless event has already happened.
只是还没有完完全全的被显露出来。
Just that it has not been revealed completely.
因为圣经说那拦阻的还没有被除去。
Because scripture tells us that he who stops it has not been removed.
然后虽然这个不法的事情和离道反教的事情还没有完完全全的显露。
Even though all these lawless things, has not been revealed.
但是那不法的隐喻已经被发动了。
But, the mystery of lawlessness is already at work.
那么从这个角度来看，我们应当存有怎么样的态度来面对这将来所要发生的事情。
So from this perspective, what kind of attitude should we have to face what will come?
那么活在这个邪恶的时代，保罗劝勉我们要祷告。
And living in this evil time, Paul exhorts us to pray.
所以在三章第一节，保罗说：“弟兄们，我还有话说，请你们为我们祷告。”
And so in Second Thessalonians, Paul says, "Finally, brethren, pray for us."
那祷告是保罗经常提到的事情。
Prayer is a subject that Paul mentions often.
几乎在保罗每一封书信里面
，almost in every letter of Paul，
无论是罗马书、哥林多后书。
Whether it's Romans, 2 Corinthians,
以弗所书、腓立比书、
Ephesians, Philippians,
哥罗西书、腓利门书、
Colossians or Philemon,
帖撒罗尼迦前书、后书、
First, Second Thessalonians,
都有提到保罗为教会祷告。
Now mentions about Paul praying for the church.
保罗经常为教会祷告。
Paul often prays for the church.
比如在腓立比书第一章第九节保罗说
For instance, in Philippians 1:9, Paul says,
我所祷告的就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
And this I pray, that your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge and all discernment.
那么在以弗所书第一章第十六节到第十七节保罗说
In Ephesians chapter 1 verses 16 to 17 Paul says
就为你们不住地感谢神祷告的时候常提到你们求我们的主耶稣基督的神荣耀的父将那赐人智慧而启示的灵赏给你们使你们真知道他
Do not cease giving thanks for you while making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the knowledge of him.
啊，这个是保罗一些关于祷告的例子。
These are some examples of Paul regarding prayer.
那除了保罗为教会祷告。
And Paul, besides praying for the church,
他也要求教会为他祷告。
He also asked the church to pray for him.
所以在这个帖撒罗尼迦后书结束之前
So before the conclusion of Thessalonians,
保罗劝勉教会要为他祷告。
Paul exhorts the church to pray for him.
不仅为他祷告，也要为同工们祷告。
Not only to pray for him, but also to pray for the co-workers.
然后这个祷告不是一次过的祷告。
And this prayer is not a one-time prayer.
根据希腊文的意思是持续的祷告。
According to the Greek, it's a continuous prayer.
所以当我们来到神面前祷告的时候
So when we come before God to pray,
不是一次过的祷告。
It's not prayer one time.
而是不断的祷告。
But it's a continuous prayer.
所以当我们为别人祷告的时候
So when we pray for others,
我们必须要每一天不断地为他们祷告。
We must pray for them continually every day.
我为我的父母亲关于这个信耶稣的事情祷告了五年。
I prayed for my parents regarding coming to Christ for 5 years.
每一天都为他们祷告。
Every day I prayed for them.
然后求神把这个救恩也赐给他们。
And asking God to bring salvation to them.
那神听了我的祷告，五年之后，我的父母亲信了耶稣。
God heard my prayers, and 5 years later, my parents believed.
所以保罗在这里求帖撒罗尼迦教会的信徒为他祷告，为他的同工们祷告。
So here, Paul asked the believers in Thessalonica to pray for him and pray for the co-workers.
所以在第三章第一节到第二节，保罗说。
So in chapter 3 verses 1 and 2, Paul says,
所以弟兄们，我还有话说，请你们为我们祷告。
Finally, brethren, pray for us.
好叫主的道快快行开，得着荣耀，正如在你们中间一样，也叫我们脱离无理之恶人的手，因为人都不是有信心。
That the word of the Lord will spread rapidly and be glorified, just as it did also with you, and that we will be rescued from perverse and evil men, for not all have faith.
所以根据这两节经文，保罗要求教会为他们祷告两件事情。
So according to these verses, Paul asked the church to pray for them for in two things.
第一件事情就是使到福音快快地被传开。
First, that the gospel may spread rapidly.
第二件事情就是他和他的同工们能够脱离恶人的手。
And the second is that they will be rescued from perverse and evil men.
首先让我们来看保罗所要求第一件祷告事项。
So let's look at Paul's first request.
弟兄们，我还有话说，请你们为我们祷告，好叫主的道快快地传开，得着荣耀，正如在你们中间一样。
Finally, brethren, pray for us that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly and be glorified, just as it did also with you.
然后主的道理是指神的话语，也包括耶稣基督的福音。
The word of the Lord refers to God's word, which also includes the gospel.
所以保罗要求教会为他跟同工们祷告。
So Paul asked the church to pray for him and also the co-workers.
以致这个福音快快地被传开。
So that the gospel would spread quickly.
快快地传开在原文的意思是指一个运动员在一个竞赛的赛跑的时候。
And spread rapidly, in the original language refers to an athlete who's running fast.
也就是从这个地方跑到另外一个地方。
That is quickly running from point A to point B.
所以保罗盼望这个福音能够从这个角落，世界这个角落传到另外一个角落。
So Paul's wish is that the gospel may spread from one corner of the earth to the other corner.
那使到很多人听到这个福音而得到拯救。
So that many people will hear the gospel and be saved.
所以当主耶稣走遍这个城市跟乡村的时候。
So when Jesus, went through the towns and the cities.
那么他在会堂里面教训人宣扬天国的福音。
And when he taught people in the synagogue regarding the kingdom of God.
那又医治各种不同的病症。
And he healed many different sicknesses.
那看到许许多多的人。
He saw many people.
他就怜悯他们。
And he had mercy on them.
因为他们困苦流离好像没有一个牧羊人一样。
Because they were downtrodden and they were as people without shepherds.
所以在马太福音第九章三十七节、三十八节啊，耶稣说。
So in Matthew chapter 9 verses 37 and 38, Jesus said.
他说要收的庄稼多，做工的人少。
He said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few."
所以你们当求庄稼的主打发工人出去收他的庄稼。
Therefore, beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out workers into his harvest.
那主耶稣说这个福音的工厂非常的大。
And Jesus said that the field of the gospel is great.
但是做工的人很少。
But the workers are few.
因此信徒要祷告神差派这工人去传福音。
Therefore, believers need to pray to God and ask Him to send out workers.
所以在这里，保罗回应主耶稣所说的。
So here, Paul is responding to what Jesus said.
我要求教会的信徒为他祷告。
And he's requesting the believers of the church to pray for him.
那以致这个福音能够快快的被传开。
So that the gospel may spread rapidly.
那是的。我们应当为这个福音的事工来祷告。
Yes, we need to be praying for the work of the gospel.
然后求主差派工人出去传福音。
And asking God to send out workers to spread the gospel.
啊，传福音是圣经所说的大使命。
Spreading the gospel is the great commission mentioned in the Bible.
那么是主耶稣在他升天之前所下的命令。
And it's a command that Jesus gave before he ascended.
我们在马太福音第28章18节到20节主耶稣对门徒说。
In Matthew chapter 28 verses 18 to 20, Jesus told his disciples.
天上地下所有的权柄都赐给我了。
All authority has been given to me in heaven and on earth.
所以你们要去使万民做我的门徒。
Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施洗。凡我所吩咐你们的都教训他们遵守。
Baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all that I commanded you.
我就常与你们同在直到世界的末日。
And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age.
传福音是每一个基督徒的责任还有使命。
Preaching the gospel is, the responsibility and commission of every believer.
因为是主耶稣所吩咐的。
Because it is something that Jesus has commanded.
不少的基督徒从来没有向别人传福音。
Many Christians have never told another about the gospel.
那么这些人当他们见主的时候必须要向神交账。
And when they see God again, they must give an account.
你跟我必须要传福音。
You and I must preach the gospel.
不然的话，将来我们见主的时候，我们必须要向他交账。
Otherwise, when we see him, we will need to give an account.
那保罗自己也说，如果我不传福音，我就有祸了。
And Paul even said that woe is me if I don't preach the gospel.
当我们有机会的时候，我们必须要跟我们周围的人传福音。
So whenever we have an opportunity, we must preach the gospel to those around us.
那传福音不限于本地。
And preaching the gospel is not limited to our immediate surroundings.
也包括外地，甚至世界 每一个角落。
And it includes other places to the ends of the earth.
所以使徒行传第一章第八节说。
So in Acts chapter 1 verse 8 it says.
但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必着得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹大全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。
But you will receive the power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and all Judea and Samaria, and even to the remotest part of the earth.
我们的耶路撒冷就是 Albuquerque.
Our Jerusalem is here in Albuquerque.
我们周围的人。
Those who are around us.
每天我们所遇见的人。
Those we meet every day.
都是我们传福音的对象。
They're object of our preaching the gospel.
所以保罗说，我们应当围着这个福音事工来祷告。
So Paul says that we need to be praying for the work of the gospel.
那么使到这个福音快快的被传开。
So that the gospel may go forth quickly.
因此，我们必须要经常围着福音的事工来祷告。
So we need to pray for the work of the gospel often.
求神感动弟兄姐妹的心，感动我们自己的心，把这个福音传给那些世上的灵魂。
Asking God to be moving in our hearts, in the hearts of the brothers and sisters, to spread the gospel to those in the world.
那么在教会历史里面，我们看到祷告带来给教会的复兴，还有福音的广传。
And we see throughout church history the impact of prayer towards gospel and the moving forth of the word of God.
记得我上次说那五位 William 学院啊 William College 的学生。
Do you remember the last time I mentioned the five students from William College?
在1806年的时候，八月一个星期六，聚在这个草场上。
In 1806, they gathered together in a field together.
那么讨论活在这个亚洲的人他们的属灵的需要。
They were discussing the spiritual needs of those who lived in Asia.
就在那个时候天下大雨。
And at that time it began to rain.
他们就跑去一个干草堆在那边祷告。
And they went to around a haystack and prayed there.
这个祷告会后来成为一个很出名的祷告会，称为这个干草堆祷告会。
And this meeting became famous, it was later termed haystack prayer meeting.
那么开始了这个现代的宣教运动。
And began the modern missions movement.
那么在几年内，这个美国海外宣教差会就被成立了。
And in a few years, the Foreign Mission Board in the U.S. was established.
然后差派了第一批从美国到外地的宣教士。
And it sent forth the first group of missionaries from the U.S. to elsewhere.
然后在1812年的时候，他们差派了第一批宣教士到印度。
And in 1812, they sent the first group of missionaries to India.
那么在19世纪里面，他们曾经差派宣教士到中国、夏威夷，还有这个东南亚的国家，在那边建立学校跟医院。
In the 19th century, they sent forth missionaries to Asia, to Hawaii, to Southeast Asia, to establish schools and hospitals.
然后不少的宣教士把这个圣经翻译成当地的语文。
And many of the missionaries translated the Bible into the native language.
那甚至把他们的口语翻译成这个书写。
They even translated the local language into written language.
成千的宣教士被差派到亚洲。
Thousands of missionaries were sent to Asia.
然后在那里教导这个原住民族。
And and they taught the natives.
因为五位学生的祷告，福音被传到世界各地。
And because of the prayer of five students, the gospel went forth to the corners of the earth.
那保罗说，除了要为这个福音事工来祷告
，And Paul says, besides praying for the work of the gospel,
也要为传福音的人祷告。
We must also pray for those who are spreading the gospel.
所以在第二节保罗说也叫我们脱离无理之恶人的手，因为人都不是 有信心。
And in verse 2, Paul says, and that we will be rescued from perverse and evil men, for not all have faith.
那些不信的人将会以不择手段来迫害传福音的人。
And those who do not believe will use various methods to persecute those who are spreading the gospel.
因为他们的不信，他们阻挡这个福音的广传。
Because of their unbelief, they prevent the spreading of the gospel.
所以当这个福音被传出去的时候，魔鬼不会旁观在那边观看。
So as the gospel is going forth, Satan will not stand to the side and just watch.
他会借助那些不信的来阻挡福音的广传。
He will use those who do not believe to prevent the spreading of the gospel.
然后透过这些无理的人来迫害这些传福音的人。
And he will use unreasonable people to persecute those who are spreading the gospel.
其实传福音是一个属灵的征战。
Actually, spreading of the gospel is a spiritual battle.
就好像保罗在这个以弗所书第六章第十三节到十九节所说的。
And just as Paul says in Ephesians chapter 3.
所以要拿起神所赐的全副军装，好在磨难的日子能够抵挡仇敌，并且成就一切，还能站立得住。
Therefore, take up the full armor of God so that you will be able to resist the evil day, and having done everything, to stand firm.
所以要站稳了，用真理当带子束腰，用公义当作护心镜遮胸。
Stand firm, therefore, having girded your loins with truth, and having put on the breastplate of righteousness.
又用平安的福音当作预备走路的鞋穿在脚上。
And having shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
此外又拿着信德当作藤牌，可以灭尽那恶者一切的火箭，并戴上救恩的头盔，拿着圣灵的宝剑，就是神的道。
In addition to all, take up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming arrows of the evil one, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
那么请注意这段经文。
Please note this passage.
靠着圣灵随时多方祷告祈求，必要在此警醒不倦，为众圣徒祈求，也为我祈求，使我的这口才能以放胆开口传讲明福音的奥秘。
With all prayer and petition, pray at all times in the Spirit. And with this in view, be on the alert with all perseverance and petition for all the saints. And pray on my behalf that utterance may be given to me in the opening of my mouth to make known with boldness the mystery of the gospel.
那保罗又要邀请教会要靠着圣灵随时多方祈求祷告。
And Paul asked the believers to pray in the Spirit in all things.
那不只是为其他的信徒祷告，也为他祷告。
And not only to pray for other believers, also to pray for him.
以致他能够得着这个口才，放大胆的出去传福音。
So that he may have the speech and be the boldness to spread the gospel.
所以我们必须要多方的祷告，为那些传福音的人祷告。
So we need to pray at all times and pray for those who are spreading the gospel.
那世界上有不少的基督徒因为传福音的缘故受迫害。
There are many believers around the world because they are preaching the gospel that they are being persecuted.
甚至失去了他们的生命。
To the point of death.
这些基督徒需要我们的祷告。
These Christians need our prayers.
以致他们能够脱离这个恶者的手。
So that they may be rescued from the hands of the evil one.
传福音是一场属灵征战。
Spreading of the gospel is a spiritual battle.
魔鬼不希望人听到福音而得到拯救。
Satan does not want people to hear the gospel and be saved.
他会用尽这个方法使到神阻止神得到这个救恩。
He will use all methods to prevent people from being saved.
所以我们必须要为传福音的人祷告。
So we need to be praying for those who are spreading the gospel.
无论我们是自己向就是自己向这个传福音的人祷告。
Whether we're praying for those who are spreading the gospel,
或者是别人去传福音祷告,
or other people going to preach the gospel,
那都必须要以这个祷告来做出发点。
The starting point must be prayer.
当我们去向一个人传福音的时候,
when we preach the gospel to another,
我们必须要向那个人, 为那个人祷告, 为自己祷告。
We need to be praying for that person and praying for ourselves.
祷告在我们的属灵生命占了一个很重要的一个地位。
Prayer should take an important place in our spiritual life.
在过去很多个星期, 我谈到这个祷告的事情。
In the past, for many weeks in the past, I've been talking about prayer.
所以当这个初期教会成长的时候,
so when the early church was starting to grow,
事情越来越多,
there are more and more things happening.
那使徒必须把次要的事情交给别人做。
The apostles must hand over many secondary things to others.
如果你去看这个使徒行传的话,
if you read the book of Acts,
使徒们只做两件很重要的事情。
The apostles only did two very important things.
也就是传道跟祷告。
And that is to preach and to pray.
可见 祷告是多么重要的事情。
So you see the importance of prayer.
如果你有 去看或者听在中国教会目前所发生的事情,
if you're aware of things happening in the churches in China recently,
我最近中国教会面对不少的迫害。
Recently, the churches in China has been facing much persecution.
每一个月我都收到这个 关于中国教会的祷告事项。
Every month I receive prayer items for China.
这个是我最近收到的。
And this is something that I received recently.
那么今年的9月9号,
in September 9th this year,
那北京西安教会被迫停止主日崇拜。
北京西安 church was prevented from worshiping.
他们的场地被封闭。
Their location was closed.
而因着这个缘故, 教会的信徒只好去公园步行。
Because of this, the members had ended up going, ended up strolling through parks.
透过这个无线耳机聆听牧师讲道。
And they used wireless receivers to listen to the pastor preaching.
希望有一天, 我们不会处在这个情况。
Hopefully, we will never get there.
那我在家里讲道, 你们在公园听我讲道。
That I preach at home, and then you have to walk around the park to listen.
但是他们不知道将来的日子会如何。
But they don't know what the future holds.
那么来自这个河南最近的消息。
And the latest news from Helan.
那执法人员突然间闯入教会。
Officials suddenly entered into the church.
把聚会的人都赶出去。
And they chased all the congregation.
又把他们的设备还有座椅把它堆到一个空地上把它们烧掉。
They took everything inside the church outside to and burned them.
然后河南一家多年来所办的一个养老院。
And a nursing home which the church has
in 河南,
in Henan for many years.
也在这次 拆毁教堂的行动中被 彻底的摧毁了。
And in the process of getting rid of the church, the nursing home was also taken away.
那土地 被当地的政府转让给地产公司发展商。
And the land was taken away by the government and given to developers.
所以在中国教会的发展在过去很多年,
so the development of the Chinese church in China for the past many years.
有不少的退休了的共产党员信主并且受洗加入教会。
There has been many retired Communist Party members who believed were baptized and joined the church.
但是他现在他们被逼公开 退教。
But now they need to publicly take themselves out of the church.
啊，不然的话就啊、开除党籍。
Otherwise, they'll be kicked out of the party.
还要停止他们这个退休的待遇。
And they will no longer receive any retirement benefits.
是的，我们要为中国教会祷告。
Yes, we need to pray for the church in China.
以致他们能够脱离这个恶人啊、的手。
So that they will be able to be protected from the evil one.
我们必须要经常祷告。
And we need to pray continuously.
第一就是使到这个福音快快的被传开。
First, so that the word of the Lord will spread rapidly.
那么第二，以致这个福音能够传福音的人能够脱离这个恶人的手。
Second, so that those who are preaching may be delivered from the perverse and evil men.
第三，我们要继续的祷告，因为圣经说神是信实的。
Thirdly, we must continue to pray because the Bible tells us that the Lord is faithful.
当我们祷告的时候，我们应当相信神。
And when we pray, we need to believe in God.
因为神，圣经说他是信实的神。
Because the Bible tells us that God is faithful.
但主是信实的，要坚固你们，保护你们脱离那恶者。我们靠主深信，你们现在是遵行我们所吩咐的，后来也必要遵行。
But the Lord is faithful, and He will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. We have confidence in the Lord concerning you, that you are doing and will continue to do what we command.
神是听祷告的神。
God is a God who hears prayers.
既然我们是神的儿女。
And since we are children of God,
他不会把那些不好的东西赐给我们。
He will not give us anything that is bad.
我们在主耶稣在马太福音第七章所说的一个比喻。
And in Matthew chapter 7, Jesus gave us a parable.
你们中间谁有儿子求饼，反给他石头呢？
Or what man is there among you who, when his son asks for a loaf, will give him a stone?
求鱼，反给他蛇呢？
Or if he asks for a fish, he will not give him a snake, will he?
你们虽然不好，并且知道拿好东西给儿女，何况你们在天上的父，岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗？
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give what is good to those who ask him?
主耶稣说，在地上的父母亲虽然他们不是完美的。
Jesus said that even though the parents here on earth are not perfect,
也会把那些好的东西给自己的孩子，是不是？
Yet they know how to give the good things to their children.
我们做父母亲的都知道要把最好的给我们的孩子。
As parents, we know that we ought to give the best to our children.
那何况这位完美的天父？
More so the perfect heavenly father.
那肯定会把最好的赐给向他求的人。
He will give the best to those who ask him.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
神不会离弃那些忠心跟随他的人。
God will not abandon those who follow him faithfully.
所以在希伯来书第十三章第五到第六节说。
So in Hebrews chapter 13 verses 5 to 6 it says,
你们存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主，因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。
Make sure that your character is free from love of money, being content with what you have, for he himself has said, I will never desert you, nor will I ever forsake you.
所以我们可以放胆说，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕，人能把我怎么办呢？
So that we confidently say, the Lord is my helper, I will not be afraid. What will man do to me?
凭着这个应许，我们应当毫无保留的相信神是信实的。
From this, we should be able to trust in God without reservation that He is faithful.
神会按照他的旨意垂听我们的祷告。
God will listen to our prayers according to His will.
那有一天，有一位牧师去拜访一位农夫。
One day, a pastor went to visit a farmer.
啊，这位农夫也是他的会友。
And this farmer is one of the member of the church.
啊，当牧师从这个车子下来的时候。
And when the pastor came out of his car.
啊，他看到农场有一个风车。
He saw a windmill on the farm.
然后上面写了啊四个字，神是五个字，神是信实的。
And it said, and on the windmill it says God is faithful.
啊，他就很好奇问这个农夫说。
And so he was curious and asked the farmer.
啊，神的是信实是否依照这个风吹的方向？
And he asked, is God's faithfulness dependent on the direction of the wind?
啊，农夫就回答说，不是，这几个字的意思是说，无论这个风从哪一个方向吹来，神是信实的。
The farmer says, no, the words mean that no matter which direction the wind is coming from, God is faithful.
只要我们按照神的旨意向他祷告。
As long as we pray to him according to his will.
神是信实的，必听随，随听我们的祷告。
God is faithful and he will hear our prayers.
那么在这个费城啊，有一间教会的牧师。
In Philadelphia, there was a pastor of a church.
啊，他开始牧养这个教会的时候还很年轻。
He was young when he first began to pastor the church.
所以第一个星期天，当他讲完道的时候，有位年长的弟兄就对他说。
So after the first Sunday when he preached, an elderly member came and talked. Talk to him.
他说，虽然你很年轻，当我们教会的牧师。
He said, even though you're still young and you have become the pastor of our church.
啊，我会尽我的能力帮助你的。
I will do my best to help you.
所以那位年长的弟兄就继续的说。
And the elderly brother continued and said,
我会为你祷告，愿圣灵的大能降临在你的身上。
I will pray for you and ask for the power of the Holy Spirit to come upon you.
还有这两位弟兄会跟我一起祷告。
And these two other brothers will also pray together with me.
后来三个人变成十个人。
And the three turned into 10.
十个人变成二十个人。
And 10 turned into 20.
二十个人变成五十个人。
And 20 turned to 50.
五十个人变成两百个人。
And 50 turned into 200.
所以这些人在主日崇拜还没有开始的时候
And these people before worship,
聚在一起为牧师祷告
They gather together to pray for the pastor.
为神的仆人祷告是很必要的
It is a necessary thing to be praying for God's servants.
我知道在众有些弟兄姐妹经常为我祷告
I know there's many brothers and sisters here who pray for me often.
我心里面存着这种感恩，在神的面前向神感恩。
And I'm full of gratitude, and I thank God for you.
我们必须要常常的祷告。
We need to pray continuously.
为神的仆人祷告。
To pray for God's servants.
为传福音的人祷告。
To pray for those who preach the gospel.
以致这个福音能够快快的被传开。
So that the gospel may go forth rapidly.
那除此之外，我们必须要为教会祷告。
Besides that, we need to be praying for the church.
特别是中国的教会。
Especially church in China.
他们目前所面对的。
What they currently face.
我们要为他们祷告。
We need to pray for them.
以致他们能够脱离那个恶人的手。
So that they may be protected from the evil one.
只要我们按照神的旨意祷告。
As long as we pray according to God's will.
神是信实的。
God is faithful.
他必听我们的祷告。
He will hear our prayers.
让我们安静在神的面前来思想今天的信息。
Please quiet our hearts and reflect on today's message.
我们有没有经常围着福音的事工来祷告？
Have we prayed for the work of the gospel often?
我们也是否有经常向别人传福音？
And do we often preach the gospel to others?
我们是否有好像耶稣所说？
are we like what Jesus said?
他看到许许多多的人。
He saw many people.
他就怜悯他们。
He had mercy on them.
因为他们困苦流离，好像一个没有牧羊的人一样。
Because they're desolate and as though they have no shepherd.
是的，在我们周围里面，周围很多的人都没有听过福音。
Yes, many among us around us have never heard the gospel.
他们朝向这个永死的路。
They're heading towards eternal death.
他们到一个地方叫地狱。
They go to a place named hell.
那但是我们是否有一个怜悯的心？
But we have a heart of mercy.
就好像我们看到我们的亲人在一个房子里面。
It's as if we see our relatives in a house.
在一个被烧的房子里面。
It's a burning house.
我们是否愿意把他们拯救、抢救出来
？Are we willing to go and save them？
但愿圣灵感动我们的心。
May the Holy Spirit move our hearts。
软化我们的心。
And soften our hearts。
让我们大胆的去向别人传福音。
So we may preach boldly。
让我们。经常为这些传福音的人祷告。
And please, help us to pray often for those who are preaching the gospel.
也为自己祷告。
And to pray for ourselves.
让我们能够一个坦然无惧的心，能够向那些没有信耶稣的人传福音。
So that we may preach the gospel boldly.
把他们从这个永死的道路拯救出来。
And to save them from the path to destruction.
天父求你帮助我们。
Lord, please help us.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名求。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen.